if I had my crystal ball, right, I would look at what have the last 3 years been like. They have all really carried the same summer weather pattern. Rain early in May and early June, followed by a long period of dry through the month of July, through most of August, before in the middle of August, the weather changes. It starts to get wet, the temperature cools out a little bit, and we've got good conditions for grain fill. So my advice is always, how can you keep your crops alive and healthy to optimize that good weather when it comes? And you've got to plant maturities that are full enough season to still do a bulk of their reproductive growth in that window. You've got to make sure that they're healthy before they get to that window in terms of leaf area. And you've got to make sure that, you know, all of that matches up with when you want to plant and also harvest your crop. So that's what I would encourage. Look at the weather the last 3 years. I think we're going to see that continue, at least in the short term.